Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey now, Semper Fi, welcome in to this Thursday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL. We'll hand things off to the LSU Sports Radio Network at 6 o'clock for LSU and Vanderbilt, as Mark Menard talked about in his Sports Flash. A pivotal series for the Tigers starts at 6:30, first pitch, and you can hear it right here on the home of the Tigers, WWL. Mark Menard at Master Control. I'm Christian Garrick. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Tonight we're going to check out the state of LSU Athletics, the Athletics Department, surrounded by some controversy. How stable are they right now when you consider the FBI is still probing Will Wade in the basketball program, and because of Les Miles, the sexual assault allegations still surrounding LSU and the football program. Coach O has basically now been rendered to direct any questions regarding that matter to the state university itself. Baseball is off to a bit of a rocky start. Scott Woodward has his work cut out for him, that's for sure. But just how stable they are, Glenn Gilbo will join us next hour to talk about the state of the LSU athletic program. Glenn covers LSU for the USA Today Network. We'll talk a little LSU baseball with Ronnie Rantz, former LSU pitcher, host of Sports Shorts. And then at 6 p.m. it is LSU baseball, Vanderbilt pregame, 6:30, first pitch. Also, I want to talk to you about college athletes. You're seeing all kinds of legislation in several states, including Louisiana, that would allow college athletes to profit off their name, image, and likeness. And don't get it twisted here. Amateur athletics is amateur athletics. I don't want them paid for playing the sport. I'm okay with them being paid for their name, image, and likeness. When Joe Burrow was at LSU in Baton Rouge, there was a number of number 9 jerseys sold. Now, there was no name on the back, because if you use his name, then you would have to pay him. He'd have to get a cut of that, and he couldn't because it wasn't legal at the time. But we all know that was Joe Burrow that sold those jerseys, especially during their championship run. If you had a number 9 LSU jersey on, we all know that you were repping Joe Burrow. So if you go into an LSU sports shop on campus or went into and bought one of those, don't you think that he should have gotten a little bit of that? Now, it's a question as to how much they're going to get, but it's not fair, I think, for the university and the NCAA to get all that money. I am pro players getting money, making money off of their name, their image, or their likeness. I'm okay with that. And I don't think it necessarily blurs the line too much between amateur athletics and pro athletes. These universities are making money hand over fist on these athletes. Off their back, off their production, off their name, off their image, and off their likeness. Why shouldn't the players get a little piece of that? Are you for or against college athletes making money off their name, image, and likeness? Call me at 504-260-1870, or you can text as well at that same number, 504-260-1870. We'll step away and crank it up here a little further on Sports Talk on WWL. All right, back here on Sports Talk. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. I'm going to get to John in a second here. But are you for or against college athletes profiting off their name, image, and likeness? 504-260-1870. John in Covington, what's going on, John? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. How are you? I listen to you and Bobby quite a bit. I've never called in before, but coincidentally, what you're talking about today with the paying the college athletes money, my son and I talked about that yesterday. He played college football, and we both agree we're against it.
Why?
And the reason is, where do you draw the line? If you give them $5,000, $10,000, they're going to want more. And what are they going to college for? It's to get an education, you know, and somebody
could. I hear you. When I hear that, though, John, I hear you. It's supposed to be about education. And look, you have your reasons, right, for being against it. And I understand the education part of it, and that should be. But I think we've confused ourselves here with these big time college athletic or college football programs in particular. Let's be honest, okay? A lot of those guys have to either come back to get their degree once they turn pro, or they don't get the degree once they go pro. And it's supposed to be about education. But then again, why are these universities profiting largely off of their name, image, and likeness? So is the NCAA, and they're not getting a cut of it. How is that fair? What if you can do both? What if you can get your degree and you still get your name, image, and likeness taken care of? Come on, you can do both.
He wasn't getting to play pro, but he got his degree, and he's doing quite well now because he got his degree. The degree got him a job, a good job, his foot in the door, and he's doing real well. And the thing about it is, college football is the number one revenue producer. There's no doubt about it. And what does it do? It supports the whole university. Swimming, wrestling, volleyball, tennis, on and on and on. You know,
But you're not losing money for your football program by giving a couple of players money for their name, image, and likeness. You're not losing any money there.
I don't think we need to be giving the players. I mean, I think they need to realize, what, 1 or 2% of those who go to college play at the professional level. So we're only talking about a very, very small percentage.
Right.
The other kids lose sight, and what happens, Preston, is when they might get paid something right now, according to what you want to do, but when they get out of college and they fail at the pro level, because only 1 or 2% are going to make it, then what do they have to fall back on? Nothing. That money, they probably.
Well, they might have their degree. They might have their degree, but whether if they fail, John, hold on 1 second, John, put John on hold. If they fail, that can happen to the first overall pick. It can happen. That shouldn't sway you from being able to. That has no bearing on their ability to profit off of their name, image, and likeness in college. And you just hit the nail on the head. You made the argument for me. Is very few of them are going to the NFL anyway. Very few. So, and very few are going to get. Are going to be solicited for their name, image, and likeness. Very few of them. They're not. I'm sorry, but most, unless you're the parent or a relative of an offensive lineman, you're probably not going in there looking to buy their jersey. If you're a skill guy, you might. You know, what I'm saying is, there's going to be very few that get solicited to be the voice of a commercial or be in a commercial endorsing an auto dealership or what have you, or a restaurant, what name it. There's going to be very few of them because there's very few stars like Joe Burrow that come through college campuses, in particular one college campus regularly. You might have a few throughout the year spread out throughout the country. Of course, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, we can go on and on. But it's not going to be at this widespread thing that I think people fear. Thanks for the phone call, John. We're going to Dave in Ocean Springs. What's going on, Dave? Excuse me. We're going Chris in Waggaman. Go ahead, Chris.
How you doing, Christian?
Good. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing all right. I'm a little bit concerned. I mean, that gentleman that was just on, he seemed to be getting kind of heated about it. But my thing is if my children were to go to college, and I was to have to pay for tuition, if they wanted anything extra, they would have to come out of pocket for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they got to go get a part-time job, right?
But is the university making tons of money off of their name, image, or likeness?
Well, no, that's my point. That's my exact point, is that the student-athletes, they're out there, and that's their job. They are not. Their schedule is full. They can't get a part-time job.
If it's their job, if you're going to classify it as a job, then shouldn't you be compensated for a job?
That's my point. Yes, sir. That's what I think. I think they should be compensated at least for their likeness if they're going to keep calling it amateur sports.
Yeah, look here. Normally, I want to be clear with the audience and with you. I'm not advocating to pay college athletes, okay, to outright get money. You know what I mean? Almost that would make it pro football. But I am okay
right,
with
absolutely.
Them. I am okay with them if a car dealership wants to put Miles Brennan's face on a billboard or promoting that particular dealership or restaurant or whatever. I'm okay with that. And then what are they going to really make off of that? They're not going to get paid $1 million to do that. You're talking about a couple grand, probably $5,000-$6,000.
Right. Enough to get them the things they need that they can't go get a job for.
Yeah. And you know, the other argument that you hear against this is, well, there's going to be resentment along the offensive or defensive line or linebackers because they're not as highly sought after as guys that are quarterbacks, playmakers. But that's just the fact that that's a lie. That's life. I mean,
well, you see, I think that it would make them more competitive and it make them put out more. It would drive them to do
maybe,
better.
But my point, though, is, look, Bobby Hebert is in higher demand. That's just who he is. He has a bigger brand than I do. I just take it. That's life. That's the way it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit up here and say, I can't believe I don't get the same amount of endorsements or commercials as Bobby Hebert. Well, I just simply say I'm not Bobby. I didn't play professional football for 14 years. I don't have a name as big as his. I don't have a very big name at all, to be honest with you. You know, it's just the way it is.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Christian. Hoorah, Semper Fi.
All right, Semper Fi. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Are you for or against college athletes profiting off their name, image, and likeness? Listen, I got a text. It's April Fool's Day, okay? And I don't know if somebody earlier on one of our shows fell for the fake Ian Rappaport tweet that was that the Saints traded Cam Jordan. They did not. It is April Fool's. Pay attention to the calendar. Let's see who we got. Eric on the West Bank. What's going on, Eric? You're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Thank you for taking my call. I'm for athletes getting compensated. I'm as a former athlete, graduated from Nichols State in 2007. Now, I think it should be layers based on attributes, right? If you're up for the Heisman, in the country, I think there should be layers or some incentives for the players. But I also think if we're going to have a cap for the layers per player, I think they also should have incentive where if you leave to go pro your junior year or you don't make it, you can always come back and go and finish your degree for free. And the third part of that is I also think that you should be compensated for your likeness at a later date, if that makes sense. Instead of getting compensated at that time while you're in school, and get prorated for a later date.
Well, there's no prohibition. There's nothing prohibiting them for once their career is over at LSU, and if they don't make it in the NFL, they can always come back and get compensated for their name, image, and likeness. People do that all the time. These athletes that had great careers at LSU, maybe didn't work out in the pros, but they're still beloved amongst the LSU community, and they go speak at events or go show up here or go show up there. I mean, Herb Tyler is one of those guys. Our very own Herb Tyler that does our pregame show on LSU game day. I mean, he's highly sought after in that Baton Rouge LSU community. I'm sure he gets compensated from time to time, making appearances, et cetera. Nothing stops you there. I don't know if I like the layer system. I need to think about that. Something I hadn't thought about. It's interesting to think about.
Because I think about, like, if I'm Justin Fields, I'm up for the Heisman. People coming to see me now. They come to see me perform. Now, I'm bringing in all this money and all this publicity around, this should be a tier for those type of guys. Like, okay, you get $8,000 a semester on top of me paying for school, and everybody else, your minimum is $2,000 because you're on the team, you made the team, you get $2,000 a semester to help carry over. Because people don't know when you play sports, it's a full-time job because you're a scholar athlete, but you can't work. That's the hard part. They don't want you to work. So how can I take care of my needs or my basic needs? And that's how those guys wind up getting trouble later, taking money off.
Let's be clear, though, Reggie. Let's be clear, though. They do get a stipend. Now, you can debate whether that stipend is enough. Okay, I understand that. But I just don't want I don't want anybody to think that they're not getting some – because they can't get a job, they're not getting something to try and help them take care of themselves. And we can have a conversation about how much is it and is that enough at a later date. But right now, they're getting compensated. The other thing that you brought up was they can come back if they fail and come back to the school for free. I disagree with that because once you decide and declare to go pro in whatever sport, and yet that's your decision to forego your senior year and potentially forego your ability to get a degree. I think if you do that, that's a decision you make and you have to live with. And then you can come back, and if you want to pay for it, then that's what you should do. You shouldn't come back and get a year or however many hours you're short of your degree for free. I think you should have to pay that because you made that decision to forego your senior season and potentially forego your opportunity to get a degree.
I see what you're saying, but I think because being a former athlete, everybody wants a chance to make the millions. If you don't make it, it's just good for recruitment to let the kid know if you could come, you can leave early. I want you to leave early because I got another guy behind you. But if you come back, we're going to honor the scholarship, the 4 or 5 year scholarship that we assigned to you, and you can always come back and finish your degree. That will open
it'll
up the door for a lot of kids.
It'll never happen. It'll never happen. Reggie, thanks for the phone call.
I appreciate you, sir.
All right, let's step away and come back. If you're on hold, I'm coming to you. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. 4 or against college athletes profiting off their name, image, and likeness. Welcome back to Sports Talk. If you want to jump in the conversation, I got a couple lines open at 504-260-1870. Coming up tonight, it's game one between LSU and Vanderbilt, number one Vanderbilt, against the LSU Tigers that have lost 3 straight SEC games. Go. Brian on the West Bank. What's going on, Brian? You're on WWL.
Yes, I don't think no college athlete ought to get paid. I think they need to be compensated, but they don't need to be paid. I mean, what
compensated in which way? What do you mean?
Well, in other words, if you're going to play sports and you're going to go to school, you don't have time to work. So, in other words, you go.
Well, they already got that. They already have a stipend for that.
Right. Well, so what more you want? They put you on a team. I mean, let me say this: Tom Brady. Drew Brees, they couldn't make it without an offensive line or a defensive line or a punter. You know what I mean? I think the pro athletes ought to be all paid the same.
No, it's a team come on, that's not a capitalistic approach.
I know.
That's not. Listen, I appreciate what you're trying to say. I agree that, yeah, Tom Brady and Drew Brees would not be who they are if they didn't have guys up front blocking for them. But that's just, they're not in demand. The offensive line are not in demand in a marketing standpoint. Very few of them are. I don't think that pro athletes should be paid the same. There are some elite ones, and they should get the elite money. And as far as the compensation, the stipend for college athletes, we're not talking about increasing that. We're talking about profiting off their name, image, and likeness. And these universities are making money hand over fist along with the NCAA, and we darn well know when you're wearing number 9 or when you're wearing – number 25 or number 24, Derek Stingley Jr., we all know that that's the name that should be on the back of that player's jersey, and he doesn't get any of that. And everybody knows that's Derek Stingley Jr. That's where I come in and say, hey, look, they should be compensated in some way, shape, or form. I mean, if they were in, I don't know, I understand that there's also the argument of, well, what about those engineering students? Why shouldn't they get compensated? Well, because last I checked, there's not a market for them. There's not a restaurant, car dealership, phone service demand to have an engineer student do their commercials or appear at a dealership. or use their photo, a picture of them, to put on a billboard. It's just the reality of it. You don't need to be upset by it. Look, there's no shame in it, certainly. But the engineering students, law students, what have you, name it, they're not going to be as in demand. That just comes with it. There are very few people in this world that get to play college football at that level, and even fewer that go on to play in the pros. You're not blessed that way. It's not in your DNA. Be upset with your parents, maybe. I don't know. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Let's see. Joe and Walker, what's going on, Joe? You're on WWL.
Hey, what's going on? I think that the kids need to have a few dollars in their, pockets. They are getting an education. I don't believe that the college should be responsible for it. But I believe that if you start letting them make money on their own, we're opening a can of worms, because you're saying the little guys, the auto dealers and all that, they're going to pay him a few dollars. But I believe when they got the superstars playing and they know they're going to be number one, number two draft, the big boys are going to come after them. And then they're going to throw some money at them. And if you got a college kid, your quarterback, running back, wide receiver, making $500,000-$600,000, I think it is going to have some jealousy in the locker room.
See, I disagree, because I think that a lot of that endorsement money is eaten up by professional athletes, and it won't from, as you say, the big boys, the national companies. I think that's already been established. Look at Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, LeBron James. Those guys have the big accounts, and they're all pros. I guess it could happen. I just don't think that. I think they want, national advertisers want the elite brand names established, been around for a decade.
Mm-hmm. I just think if, like you said, the defensive linemen and all them, they're not going to make any money. I think the NCAA should, get involved and put,
no.
It all want, in one pot. Put everybody's money making it, put one pot and disperse.
Have you seen the NCAA operate? Have you seen them run anything? You don't want them touching anything, to be honest with you. If anything, you want them way away from that. I don't want the NCAA. I don't even want them governing the sports, to be honest with you. The NCAA is an absolute train wreck. There's no way I want them involved with anything like that.
Yeah, I just want the locker room to stay fresh. They are getting an education. And, look, at not everybody makes it to the pros, so take that education and do what you're going to do with it.
Yeah, I think most of them still will. If they're not going to be a first round pick or a second round pick, third round, some guys are foregoing their senior seasons. Think about this. It might actually work in reverse. There are guys that are projected to be fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round undrafted guys that are foregoing their senior season at a particular university. Do you know why? Do you know why they would do that?
Yeah, they were there because they know they're not going to make it to the NFL.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. There are guys that are projected to be sixth-round draft picks, seventh-round draft picks, or even undrafted, and they still are leaving school early. Do you know why that is?
For the shot, they have free eight, to walk on.
Money. Some of these young men are in situations where they're already a father. Or they're trying to provide for their family. Their mom and dad can't afford a whole heck of a lot. So if they get in the NFL, they can buy mom a house if they make it. They can buy dad a house. You get what I'm saying here? So it might alleviate some of those guys from going undrafted, going back to school for a year, playing better, becoming a better football player, and maybe get drafted in the fifth round opposed to not getting drafted at all.
Yeah,
I mean, if you think about Joe Burrow, after his first year, look what a difference a year makes. After his first year, he was slated to go round five-ish. He was the number one overall pick after his second year.
He had a good season.
Well, that can happen to a lot of kids.
Yep.
It might actually go in reverse. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go James and Jefferson. What's going on, James? You're on WWL.
Yeah, you know what? To be honest, I'm even shocked we're even having this conversation. Why shouldn't the guys get paid? You know what?
As you know, it's not getting paid. It's compensation.
Yeah, but you know what? I digress. Listen, even Clarence Thomas said just the other day, actually yesterday, the skyrocketing prices of these coaches is ridiculous. And you want to squabble over a guy making a few bucks off his jersey? They wouldn't even have the coaches. They wouldn't get paid. And you don't agree all the time, but you're absolutely correct about the NCAA. They're like the biggest gangsters, you know, this side of Al Capone. So I mean, you know, it's amazing. Like when I went to school, I went to Loyola many, many years ago, and this is 80s, 90s. And I thought guys should get paid then. My ex used to do a guy's homework who played for the NBA at another school. You know, so it's really not about guys wanting to succeed and go to college. You know, and that's all a farce. You know, that's not real. Guys, these young guys, they want to get paid. And it's just amazing to me that this conversation is even, like, in existence right now. These guys want to get paid. And
there's
some sports.
James, hold on 1 second. If we think that these kids are going strictly to get educated, that's the sole purpose, we're fooling ourselves. In particular, because of the explosion of the popularity of college football, in particular, big-time college football, when we can see the amount of revenue it creates for those universities. And then you go, well, wait a minute. If I was a 19, 20, 21-year-old college freshman football player or sophomore, whatever, football player, and I saw the amount of money that university rakes in because of my blood, sweat, and tears on the field, and then they're going to use a number 9 jersey or whatever, and my name's not on it, but we all know who they're repping there. I shouldn't get a cut of that? Come on. Go ahead, James.
All right. Yeah, well, I agree with you. Listen. Yeah, I would agree with you, but I'll say this. You know, I think a few months ago during the football season, the governor in California, one of those West Coast regions, tried to create this order where I think it's going to be somewhere a couple of years from now where college kids are going to get paid. And if the SEC and some of these southern schools down here don't step up, we're going to see the SEC, the college football championship, USC versus Oregon State or something.
James, you're missing that, dude. They're ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, and likeness. They introduced that legislation back during the pandemic, before the pandemic.
Yeah, well, I mean, so you're really speaking on what I'm saying here. So yeah, it's. Wake up, guys. These guys are going to get paid. We're not going to have good football if they don't get paid because these guys are going to jump, and that's going to be it.
James, thanks for the phone call. Thank you for the phone call. It's not paid, though. I want to be careful about our wording. They're not getting paid. They're getting compensated for their name, image, and likeness. If you're on hold, sit tight. Coming back for you. Sports Talk continues here on WWL. All right, back here on Sports Talk. Should college athletes profit off their name, image, and likeness? Don in Covington. Go ahead, Don. You're on WWL.
Yeah, Christian, I'm for and against. I got a problem with it because I think it's potentially going to ruin football or any sport for that matter when you have a offensive lineman blocking for star quarterback and the offensive lineman's not getting anything and a star quarterback's making all the money. So I think when you're talking about college kids, that's an issue. When you're talking about the pros, that's not, because everybody's getting paid one way or the other. So I think that's a problem. And who's going to be paying them? Are you talking about the school reimbursing or paying the athlete for the jerseys that they sell? Or are you talking about the auto dealership paying the player for the commercial that he does? I mean, where does the money come in?
Well, you're asking two different things, but, you know, as far as the jersey sales, that's a licensing thing, and that's easy to track, and I think there's a way you can come up with a percentage of how much they get, whether it's 10% of all jersey sales or 5% or what have you. And then if it's the car dealership, that's an individual agreed-upon contract that is for it's a marketing contract. You can hire a marketing agent, not an NFL salary negotiating agent, but a marketing agent. I think the NCAA would somewhat resist that at first, but I think there's a way to keep that pure and keep that amateur-esque, if you will. But, you know, the car dealership would directly pay whoever they deemed as their spokesperson or restaurant or what have you. So I don't think it gets that muddy.
Okay. Well, you don't think that a 17-year-old offensive lineman or 18-year-old offensive lineman is going to have a problem with his quarterback making $100,000 a year when the lineman's not making anything?
I think those guys understand that they're offensive linemen and they're not in high demand, and the way the sport is constructed, that typically the skill guys get most of the attention. That's not just the money that could potentially come in their way. That's also the recognition. How often do we talk about offensive linemen? Only when they hold. Only when they commit a penalty, when they jump off sides. So I think offensive linemen are used to that. And the other thing is, if that was my son and he was a starting offensive lineman in college football and he were to gripe about the money that his quarterback is making, I'd tell him shut up, just because, hey, you're not in position. You're still on the team. You're still playing, but you're not in demand. So what? That's life. When they walk out of college, they might not play in the pros. Guess what? Nobody's gonna say, oh, you didn't make it, so we're going to give you this job. No, they got to go back and do things like everybody else. And I think that's just the way life is. It's a life lesson. Football is a game of life lessons, to be honest with you. So I'm fine with that offensive lineman not getting compensated because he's not the star of the team. We have stars in life. Not everybody can be a star. You have, no matter what field you're in.
I understand that, but...
Well, hold on. You, what field? Whatever field professionally you're in, you have the elite. I don't know, say you're a carpenter, right? There's really good ones and there's some great ones. There's plumbers and then there's some outstanding ones. So the outstanding ones probably make more than the ones that are not so good, are not as good. And that's capitalism. That's the way it works.
I agree with that aspect of it, Christian, but there you're talking about a professional. You're talking about somebody that's out there in the working world. Whereas in college, you're not in the working world. You're supposedly amateurs. And what do you think that, let's say, Zach Streif, who was a All-American at Northwestern or Northeastern, would have thought Northwestern.
I gotta run. I'll carry over in the next hour. Thanks for the phone call. All right, everybody, time to play the free cash contest. You ready to win $1,000? I know some of you are. The code word this hour is CAKE. Text CAKE to the following number, 72881. That's 72881. Every weekday, every hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., you get a chance to win $1,000 in our Odyssey National Cash Contest. Listen for the free cash word right before the top of the hour news. The next play is coming up tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Good luck from all of us here at WWL. Don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. Sports Talk rolls on here on Saints Radio WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.